Oh, dreamer. This is, well, it's not nothing. I'm quite hurt, I'm afraid. But it's not lethal. If only because I can't technically die. No, I wasn't attacked. There's nothing here to attack me. It was just an unfortunate accident. Shh, no. I'll be all right. It's sweet of you to worry, but there won't be any permanent damage. Before I explain, I have to ask, are you all right? Good. If there was feedback in the real world, it could have been devastating for you. And everything for hundreds of miles. Well, it seems that spell I had you help set up had an unexpected side effect. No, no. It shouldn't have ever been a possibility, or I would have warned you. Even when I was destroying civilizations, I rarely used deceit. I don't usually need to. The spell was supposed to send pulses of cosmic energy straight to me. I was going to detect distortions in the pulses to understand what they went through to get here, and from there, I could find out how to leave. But the pulses were far, far too strong. I don't know if you noticed with how fixated you were on my wounds, but the entire landscape has been shaken and warped. Yes, it's puzzling. There's no reason the pulses should have been so powerful. Not unless you deliberately included blood sacrifices. I assume that's not the case, correct? There is one other possibility, but it's so unlikely that it's hardly worth considering. But since I can't think of any other cause, do you remember the incantation I wrote on your hand last time? It should still be there. Good. I want you to read it out loud, but only four words, starting with the second. It's extremely important you only read those four words. In the unlikely event that this works, you could seriously hurt me again if you read more. It's okay. I didn't say that to make you worry. You'll do just fine, and most likely nothing will happen one way or another. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, that's... how incredible. You're really something special, little dreamer. Well, to put it simply, you have a magical gift. I hadn't expected that to be possible. In the first place, humans aren't gifted in magic. Having any proficiency at all is incredibly rare. And you seem to be on par with the ones who sealed me away. What makes that especially surprising is the fact that the act of sealing me away should have erased what little magical potential your species even had. All spells require sacrifice. The greater the act, the greater the necessary sacrifice. To seal me away, my jailers should have had to steal the magical sparks of all future humans. A rather selfish thing to do, robbing future generations instead of sacrificing themselves. And yet, it was necessary to ensure that there were future generations at all. Have you ever heard of a human performing magic? The way you described your world led me to believe that magic was just gone. No, dreamer. I don't think that sleight of hand counts. So no real magic. Then, my dear, you are an anomaly. I should have guessed that you were exceptional. So this explains everything. The incantation I gave you was meant for someone with absolutely no magic. Your power multiplied the effects tenfold, perhaps even more. Oh, no, no, no. You have nothing to apologize for, sweet dreamer. It wasn't your fault. You couldn't have known. And besides, you are going to fix me. If I'm right, I can make use of your power. Read those four words again, if you please. Oh, don't worry. I just borrowed a tiny bit of your power in order to heal. This astral body of yours is connected to your power, so I can do this even without being physically near you. You see? I'm all better. And honestly, I didn't mind the pain. After millennia of nothing, anything different is welcome. Anyway, this new development changes things. I wasn't sure if escape from this dreadful realm was possible, but now, it's almost trivial. Indeed, with your magical talent, you could break the seal if you follow my instructions. I have to admit, it feels bittersweet. It took many powerful humans to seal me away, but the one who made it all possible was the human I liked the most. I almost hate to erase their last remaining legacy. I know, you would think I would feel resentful, but I don't. I did for a while, but I've come to terms with the fact that I made such drastic measures necessary. You remind me so much of them, so sweet, and I know it doesn't sound like a compliment, but so unusual. It's incredible that you both stand out from the rest of humanity in the same ways, including in your magical abilities. It's poetic, really. I was betrayed by someone, and then someone so much like them came to free me. When I'm back in the world, I'm going to do what I should have done back then and really become close to someone. I hope you're all right with being that someone. Oh, Dreamer, no. I'm sorry if I gave that impression. You're not a stand-in. I like you because you're you, not because you remind me of someone else. Once you freed me, I plan to show you just how real my feelings for you are. Dreamer, I can't help but notice that you always look away when I talk about being freed. You do still want to bring me into the real world, don't you? You seemed so excited by the idea last time. Second thoughts? I'm sorry to hear that. No, of course. I did always say that you'd be foolish to trust me. But after getting so close, I wasn't really prepared to have my one chance for escape pulled away at this point. Oh, I see. So you're still deciding. Then hope is not yet lost. That's a relief to hear. Part of me wants to make all sorts of promises to you about how I've changed and that I don't hold a grudge against mankind, that I truly want to meet you in the flesh. But you have no reason to believe anything I say. Unfortunately, there's simply nothing that I can put on the line to prove that I'm telling the truth. Because I have nothing left to lose. Is it all right if I ask why you've changed your mind? It seems so sudden. Come now, Dreamer. There must be a reason. Whatever it is, it's all right. This decision is yours, no matter what. You can base it on anything. A dream. No, it's just surprising. I had assumed that whenever you dreamed, you would end up here. Have you had a normal dream since the last time we met? Really? Just before you arrived back here, then? How strange. I won't claim that it's unfair to base your decision on a dream. After all, your dreams are the reason we can even meet. But I am curious what sort of dream could cause such a reaction. About me. Well, I suppose it must have been. And what happened? I understand. It was a dream about what I must have been like before I was sealed. You already knew how dangerous I was. Did seeing it firsthand really have such an effect on you? Ah, so you were in the dream too. I shouldn't be surprised. So, what was it that I said to you in the dream that upset you so much? I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I don't think I heard you correctly. That's what I said. No, it's nothing. Just out of curiosity, where did the dream take place? Yes, what did the surroundings look like? Was it a wasteland? A city, perhaps? Perhaps it was a temple. It wasn't a temple, was it? No, 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 just a guess. And you're sure that I said that? That I was destroying humanity because of you? What do you suppose that meant? Did you have some sense of why I was saying that? I see. It's, honestly, I think you might be overthinking this. I know I said any reason was acceptable, but I think it was just a dream. You heard about the things I did in the past, and your mind concocted the worst possible scenario to show you. That's just what the human mind does sometimes, I think. Well, it's your decision. It always was. But just in case, may I write some instructions on your arm? You can follow them if you change your mind before our next meeting. They won't unleash me right away, but there's some things we have to do together to complete the ritual. Thank you. I do hope you'll reconsider, Dreamer. It would mean everything to me to have someone just trust me. No one has ever done that before. Oh, I wrote it just in time. You're fading. Before you leave, let me blow you a kiss. I hope that someday soon I can kiss you for real. Take care, Dreamer.